And good morning. Welcome to Focus. I'm Terry James, and welcome to a new segment that we haven't thought of a name for yet, Mayor Chris Haglock of Aledo. I came up with Mayor on the Air, and that's about all I can do so far. Can we go with that to start?
We're going to have to, I guess.
So we wanted to bring you on to talk about some of the things going on throughout the community. Sometimes misinformation gets spread. This way we can just give everybody the facts and let them know what's going on. And one of those big things right now is right across the street. And by the way, could you guys keep it down? We're live all day. Central Park parking lot. What's going on there, Mayor?
Everybody sees the parking lot all tore up, and they're all nervous because they don't know exactly what's happening. And you know, we've been talking about it for over a year, so you would think there's enough information out there, but apparently there's not. But right now, we're redoing Central Park parking lot, and it's a $3 million grant that we received. We're spending a little bit of city's money to help finish that project out, but we are taking what used to be a plain asphalt parking lot that had about 115 parking spaces, and we're going to end up with about 65 to 70 parking spots when we're done. So we're putting in some landscape, some curb and gutter, making a plaza area to the north edge of that parking lot. So we're just going to have more of an event space. So we can bring food trucks in. We can bring, maybe move the farmer's market and expand it. And we can have more activities there. And it'll be an easier space for people to work around, I guess. Right now, when we have rhubarb and we have the food vendors there, the food vendors don't have enough locations to hook up all their water and sewer without running lines across. And when you're, as a pedestrian, you're trying to walk through there, it's very difficult.
You could say you're kind of modernizing and beautifying the parking lot.
There you go, for sure. Absolutely, yeah. Yep.
And that sounds like a good idea. And people, you know, I hear you say that there'll be less parking spots, but really that parking lot is, like you said, more of an event space for people to come out and see.
Yes, it is. Yep, and hopefully it's going to be more attractive, because right now I don't like looking at just plain asphalt, which I guess we're not. We're looking at dirt now.
But. Well, I was happy to see a little concrete get poured out there, so yep. They are doing that.
We're
so
getting
far.
There. The project is supposed to be completed in November. I've heard rumors it could be sooner than that, so if that happens, that'll be great.
And again, if you'd like to park in the Central Park parking lot, this is only going to be busy with the food trucks during events. The rest of the year, you can park there anytime you'd like.
Absolutely. That's something people, they said, oh, we're losing so many parking spots, but you stop and think about it. Every time we have an event, those events, that space is used up for the event vendors, so we're not using it as parking. The only time we use the parking space is when we're having something in the band shell.
Well, I'm excited about it, and there's a big sign out there, too. You can take a look and actually see what it's going to look like by
Absolutely.
The project. I wanted to move on to the next item here, the bike path extending. Is it Southeast 6th to college?
So the bike path is on Southeast 8th Avenue from the DMV down to the cemetery.
Right.
And that is about complete. And then from there at the cemetery, there's actually a Safe Routes to School grant that we received. And that sidewalk will be replaced from the cemetery all the way to South College at 6th.
So if I want to go see John Waugh, you know, uptown, I can use a bicycle in the future.
You most certainly can.
Okay. You know, I probably still use a car, but I'm just saying. The Aquatic Center. Now, you were explaining this to me. The money that is going into the Aquatic Center, which everything's on board for the Aquatic Center to open next year?
No, it'd be the spring of 26.
Spring of 26, but it's been, except for buying the property itself, this has been donations that are funding this.
Absolutely. Yeah, a lot of folks have said, oh my gosh, our taxes are going to go up, and then how much money is the city putting into this? Well, this is not taxpayers' money. It is citizens' contributions, businesses, you name it. We're trying to raise nearly $8 million, and that's a lot, and we know that is. We currently have a little over $5 million in contributions or commitments for sponsors, and we're trying to top that off with this last $3 million. So the city, the only contribution the city has put towards the project currently is we purchased the property from the Bloomfield family, who that used to be the Farmers Grant and Cole property.
And there is fundraising going on and some unique types of fundraising. You said you could buy a board or something?
So we put it out to the public here just recently. We'd like to get the rest of our residents in the area, the county, anybody that's interested in this project to help us. And we're doing a fill the pool project. So the challenge is to buy 100 gallons of water so we can fill the pool.
How many gallons are we at?
So I don't know. I need to look at that because it just started here a couple weeks ago. But for $1,000, you purchase 100 gallons of water to help fill this pool. And folks are like, oh my gosh, I can't come up with $1,000. Well, as the pledges go, you can pay all at once. You can pay in 2 years, 3 years, or up to 5 years. So all income families can look at this and say, hey, maybe I can afford $200 a year for 5 years, and I still contribute that $1,000 to help make this happen.
That's a good idea, too, because then you can budget it out and it becomes more affordable for people to, and when they go to the Aquatic Center, say, hey, I helped with that.
Absolutely. I was a part of it. That's exactly what we want.
And then I wanted to talk about that. This means a lot to me as a kid, because I believe I saw the original mural being painted, wasn't at 91, 92, somewhere in that time.
Could have been.
I saw that original Welcome to Aledo mural above the old service station here downtown, and we're going to finally get a new one.
Yes, we are. We've been talking about this for a year and a half or two, it seems like, but we do have the Wall Dogs, which Michael Clark was a big part of the Wall Dogs and all the murals that are downtown. And we have hired them to come. They are going to be here this Friday, the 19th. They are going to bring in a lift, and on Saturday, the 20th, they should be starting to project the sign on the side of the building so they can draw that out and get started painting it. So if you're around the neighborhood between the 20th and the first part of next week, sorry, please come by and take a look at that, because we're excited to have that finally done.
It has felt like something's been missing for a while downtown. How do you think?
It really has. You're right. That'll be another added piece to kind of put everything together.
All right. Anything else you want to bring up before I put you through some stuff?
No.
Okay.
I'm ready.
All right. We've got, this is called Five Questions. Totally stole it from Comedy Central in the 90s. Let's get started right now. We'll start the timer. 30 seconds to answer these questions, okay? What year did Mercer Market open?
Oh, no. 84 or 5?
Seven.
Oh.
Seven. Are eyebrows considered facial hair?
No.
All right. You're just not doing well today.
I'm not doing well at all.
Why don't solar panels overheat?
I have no idea.
I don't either, so we'll give that one to you. I just thought it was a great question. Maybe you knew. How many stoplights are in Aledo?
Only two.
No.
Four?
Over
eight?
72. Over 72.
How do you calculate?
You've got red, yellow, and green.
Oh, goodness sakes.
Three times at least on each bar. Boy, Mayor. All right.
Who wanted to sit there and count all those?
And, all right, you're at the Mercer County Fair. Zipper or tomahawk?
Neither, because I'd be sick.
Okay. Ding, ding. I'm giving him that one, too, because I have the same answer. Mayor Chris Aglock, thanks so much for coming in. We'll do it again after the next city council meeting, okay?
Thanks.
And this has been Focus.